Hello, and welcome into the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast. I'm Liz Loza. Joining me are Field Yates, Daniel Dott, Mike Clay, and Stefania Bell. And I'm sitting in a different sort of seat than usual, but that's because we're doing a different kind of show than usual. This is the first ever Fantasy Focus Trivia Extravaganza. Hello,
team. We need a clap track right now. Clap track.
Fantasy.
Wow. It's already started.
Whose team is he?
Who said that?
Shots fired. Jeez.
It was someone in the crowd.
Well, we have two teams. We have Team A, which is dubbed the Dan Stamos team, comprised of Field Yates and Daniel Dopp, versus Team Spoiler Alert, comprised of Mike Clay and Sylvia Bell.
I just want to say our team name came from our two favorite people on this planet, John Stamos and Dan Campbell, obviously. So we made it Dan Stamos, to put them together. Mm-hmm. We thought about doing Vineyard Stamos, but we decided Dan Stamos is what we're going to
do. It just seemed more seasonally appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you guys?
Ours was a little inner team animosity here coming into the game. Maybe Stefania wants to explain why.
What happened, Stefania?
No, you don't want to?
No.
We may have just been having a chat last week talking about at our summit, our fantasy football summit, talking about TV shows, and someone may have just spoiled one of granted, I'm a little behind watching the White Lotus, but someone may have spoiled the ending of White
For
Lotus.
For somebody who
two.
Brags about being a White Lotus fan.
Oh my gosh.
How was I to know?
I'm catching up on other great shows.
He has not watched it at all.
Yikes.
Here's the good news, Stefania. So Mike is almost finished with Friends and Sopranos.
I'm getting there, okay?
So you can start spoiling those shows.
Yeah, right?
Let's Stefania Bell. Inadvertently, I know. This is great for team chemistry.
It really is.
Well, I'm going to fix that, though. I'm going to fix that. Hold on.
Do you know what my favorite show is? Really, seriously, I think the fans need to know this because it's important. Best show in TV history, 24. Impeccable acting.
I was just going to say, I'm still finishing 24. It's 24 episodes.
Impeccable acting. Have you guys ever watched a certain Liz Loza on 24?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
This needs to be discussed more often because I'm sure some people know this already. But if you aren't aware of the fact that Liz Loza is an IMDb official actor because of her credits on 24, that makes her that much cooler than she already was.
That's true. That's why she's my favorite member of the fantasy
football team. Dude, she's just the
team.
Host for the day. You can't. She's not going to give you more points because you say nice things, Mike.
I was trying. I made an effort. But hold on. I want to fix my chemistry with Stefania Bell, all right?
All right.
Token of good faith. Two boxes of Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints.
Wow.
Already. It's already better.
All right, we're good. We're fixed.
Can I open these
those
right
now? Those are Thin Mints? Yes, as long as you share with everybody.
Every question you get right, you get a cookie. That's how
thin
it works.
Thin Mints better frozen or better room temperature?
I'm a dog getting a treat.
What are our thoughts on
keep locking it up and then pulling it back. Hopefully, I can guarantee that none of the answers to any of the questions in this trivia extravaganza are Kaiser Sose. So no more spoilers.
All right.
There it is.
Deal.
Last spoiler alert.
Let's do it.
The show. Let's get into it then, Liz. How's it going to work?
All right. So
I'm opening my Thin Mints.
Oh, go ahead, girl. Crumble them. If you had some ice cream, you should drizzle those on top.
If only they were frozen, Mike, it would have been better, but okay.
I wish they were thick mints. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, guys. No.
Daniel,
this is
a
family show.
Very much
Whoa,
a family
hey,
show.
Come on now.
Double C. All right, five rounds. First round is multiple choice. I'm going to ask you the question. Each team will have 30 seconds to write down an answer. We will tally those answers and review them at the end of each round. And at the end of the five rounds, the team with the most points is the winner. They get bragging rights, and the team that loses, well, that's something different.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. All right, are we ready, Stefania? Do you have a glass of nut milk with you?
No, I have
dairy-free milk.
I have my electrolyte water for performance to go with my chocolate.
Okay,
all right, we're good.
Me up.
We're ready.
Let's do it.
All
right. Okay. All right. So round one. Do we have a drop for round one?
Round one. Fight.
All right. Two running backs attended a Big 12 school and rushed for 900 yards last season. Ramondre Stevenson was one of them. Who is the other? Options are Joe Mixon, Deonta Foreman, David Montgomery, and Alvin Kamara.
Can we repeat the question?
Yeah.
Two running backs attended a Big 12 school and rushed for 900 yards last season. Ramondre Stevenson is one of them. Who is the other? Joe Mixon, Deonta Foreman, David Montgomery, or Alvin Kamara?
You know, while we're thinking about this.
You don't object, do you?
No, don't object at all.
Okay.
I'm really excited for David Montgomery to come over and share all of the Chicago Bears' secrets with the Detroit Lions.
You know what my favorite David Montgomery graphic is of all time?
Please tell me.
back in the day when he was playing a college game at Iowa State before the year before he got drafted, it was one of those player comparisons. And it was like the foot quickness of Saquon Barkley, the size of Derrick Henry, the speed of Chris Johnson,
like
the
a Frankenstein
of Barry Sanders.
That's amazing.
So great. I will never forget that with David Montgomery. All right, Liz, question two.
Interesting. Team Dan Stamos, by the way. Very calm, chatting, answer right away. Team spoiler alert. Taking a bit of time. All right, number one.
They're still working through their chemistry issues. Yeah, Liz, come on.
Liz, by the way, I also know from the SATs, you just always guess B, it's going to be right.
That's right. That's true.
Ooh, okay. Among non-playoff teams, Devontae Adams led all players in receiving yards. Who ranked second? Terry McLaurin, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson. Among non-playoff teams, Devontae Adams led all players in receiving yards. Who came in number two? Terry McLaurin, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson. Amon. Apples, oranges, tomatoes, tomatoes.
Okay.
I'm studying him.
I'll take that. Today, and that's more than I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yep.
Okay. Made a guess. This must make for some great content.
We don't do guesses over here.
I'm trying. You guys would stop chatting. We can move forward. I am the player with 30 touchdown catches and under 12 yards per catch since 2020. Am I Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, or Adam Thielen? Again, I am the player with 30 touchdown catches and under 12 yards per catch since 2020. Travis Kelce, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, or Adam Thielen?
We're gonna circle back to that one there. This one just feels the most logical.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I feel like 2 years ago, this guy had a big yard per catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I'm not sure how they even...
This guy, I think it's above that number.
I think it's above it, too. Yeah.
I would just write in Austin Eckler if I were you guys. Just like write in.
Wow.
Well, we have been doing that. All right, Liz, next up.
How dare you.
Who was the one receiver in 2023 to post 10 straight games of 50-plus receiving yards? Chris Godwin, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Devonta Smith. One more time. Who was the one receiver in 2020? Oh, I think this is a bad question. Who was the one receiver in 2022 to post 10 straight games of 50-plus receiving yards? Chris Godwin, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Devonta Smith.
10 straight. I think it's 50 plus. All right.
I'm just excited to say pencils down.
The thing is, like, if we stay here, then I guess this. If we switch to this one here.
Awesome gamesmanship going on. You know what I mean? On the other side here.
I know.
Let's go. Let's go with this one for now, knowing that if we come back, we'll swap.
I'm positive we're
just
going to
get some on the board.
I know.
What, do you want a letter?
You know what?
No.
I think it should be a victory.
I agree.
I think it's
safe. If you go 0-for-5, you get a bonus point.
Last question of the round. I'm the only player with 2,000 regular season touches over the past decade. Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, Frank Gore, Derrick Henry. The only player with 2,000 regular season touches over the past 10 years. Lev Bell, Zeke Elliott, Frank Gore, Derrick Henry. I wonder if you had that many regular season touches, how much juice you might have left in your legs.
Yeah, I think that would be. Yeah.
I don't know what letter it was, but I wrote down a player.
Do we want to leave it here? Are we good field? We had two that we were thinking about switching. Do we want to? I'm okay leaving it, I think. I think I like where this is at.
Let's review round one. Two running backs attended a Big 12 school and rushed for 900 yards last season. Ramondre Stevenson is one of them. Who is the other? Team Dan Stamos, what's your answer?
Go ahead, Field.
Joe Mixon, letter A.
And team spoiler alert, what is your answer?
I felt like it was a trick question. I went Deontay Foreman.
Woo!
Yeah.
Team spoiler alert has...
Hey, spoiler alert.
Wow.
We got it right.
You guys were mocking us because we took a long time. We didn't look like we knew what we were doing.
It wasn't us.
We didn't mock you. Liz mocked you.
I didn't mock you.
No, Daniel was mocking us.
What are you talking...
I heard it.
Y'all, we got a lot more questions in rounds to go.
Not supposed to be here today.
This is not a victory parade just yet. All right. Among non-playoff teams, Devontae Adams led all players in receiving yards. Who ranked second? Team spoiler alert, your answer first this time.
CeeDee Lamb.
D, Garrett Wilson. Oh, sorry.
You're both wrong. Terry McLaurin is the answer.
Terry McLaurin. I would not have guessed that. Are you sure those numbers are right?
The only reason I thought it might be Terry McLaurin is because everything about his season was a disaster, the team around him,
also,
except for him.
Also, it was non-playoff teams. I picked a playoff player.
Yeah, I was going to say, CeeDee Lamb. I'm a genius.
Oh, smart.
Oh, was
smart.
It non-playoff teams?
Yeah. Oh, wow. One
All right, the player with 30 touchdown catches and under 12 yards per catch since 2020, Team Dan Stamos. I heard a lot of yak talk between the two of you. What's your answer?
That's right. We felt like this one was a layup. We thought it was Adam Thielen. D.
That's right. Hey. Ooh, that was right. We went Travis Kelce. So.
Hey!
All right.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Amazing.
There's a lot of booing.
Yeah, there is.
There's a little support when we get one right.
Who was the one receiver in 2022 to post 10 straight games of 50-plus receiving yards? Go again, Dan Stamos.
Yeah, we said Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Football Lions.
Oh. That is factually correct.
Chris Godwin over here, so...
Okay. Finally, I'm the only player with 2,000 regular season touches over the past decade. Team spoiler alert.
Zeke Elliott.
And Team Dan Stamos.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh.
All right. Dan Stamos.
Nice.
All right, we're down 3-2.
All right.
We got this.
All
right. Totally.
Round one is in the books. Spoiler alert, we are ahead, Field.
Boom.
Did you guys see what I did? Oh, Stefania, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry.
Did I give you a cookie? I did.
You did.
So.
Can I have another one?
No.
Okay. Well, let's do round two.
All right. This is Did You Hear That? That's the theme for round two. It's a little bit more difficult because we no longer have multiple choice. First question. Herm Edwards delivered one of the all-time press conference quotes when he said, "You play to win the game." How many games into that season were we when the response took place?
Gosh.
Just jogging memories.
How many weeks into the season?
Yeah, so TV was invented in 1940.
I mean...
The year was 2002.
We would leave it here. I mean... To be honest with you, like, unless you just give us like a very specific clue, I don't think we're going to have any chance here. So let's just go ahead and guess it. I believe it was about here, just sort of logically. What time of the year would you be saying these sorts of things, right?
Yep.
By the way, the first four questions that were asked, I would have felt a lot more likely to answer without multiple choice options.
Yeah, I know.
Now we're getting no multiple choice.
This is
definitely Kyle's brain at
work. Yeah, talk to Kyle. He definitely conceived these.
I don't have any.
We'll think about it.
All right,
we're good.
Another quote question. Which great receiver once said, "I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that."
What?
Oh, man. This is actually semi-recent, if my memory is correct. Do you have any guess at the moment here?
I'm going to say that.
This is my only guess right here.
I feel like Stefania should know this one.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. Well, she... Yeah. Stefania should know this one.
All right, that's a hint. There's a hint. That's a hint. That's a hint. Okay. All right.
Then would it be this one then?
Yes. I'm trying to think of like previous. That's got to be it, right?
That would probably. Mike and Stefania look like they're playing tic-tac-toe here. All right,
we are.
Let's contemplate these two. But I'm leaning here right
if,
now.
If that's where,
that,
yeah.
If that clue was as impactful as I think that clue
that
was.
That nugget.
Helping all of you. Marshawn Lynch was fined $125,000 for repeating this answer to every question at a news conference. What was his quote? What was his answer?
You know what?
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Since we started this.
Hint, the answer was not "Taste the Rainbow."
Oh, really?
That's not
what I thought. What do you think it is?
Practice.
No.
Okay, we'll save it.
No, we're going to save it.
I believe, and I'll tell you why afterwards.
Okay, great. Oh, I love it. This is like a trivia question inside of a trivia question. Oh, this is fun. What about you guys? Spoiler alert.
Oh, we're good. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's what I went with. Yep.
All right.
We're on the same page, at least.
Who once said, "Nobody in football should be considered a genius"? A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
Oh, God.
Ooh, was that...
This is, once you hear the answer, you're like, oh, of course. Got it.
I could hear that.
Nobody in football should be considered
I could hear
genius.
That, too.
A genius is a guy like Norman
I could
Einstein.
Definitely hear that one as well. Yep, that one. Let's do that top one.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's where the people that are, like, good in front of the microphones,
uh-huh.
smart, but also has, like, little bit of the goofiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking that too. Right. That was my other. Yeah. All
right. I just care about getting this one right.
I don't know. I know. I really want to get that one too. I don't want
during
to get
this. During the Chiefs Super Bowl run in 2019/2020, Andy Reid compared grandchildren to which food?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, Andy Reid compared grandchildren to a food.
Pretty sure it was.
Oh, gosh. Only thing he ever talks about is I can't wait to hear what that is.
That's a good
that's an interesting answer.
I don't think that's it. I actually have a very specific reason. I'm leaning here. What do you
think? This was definitely wide receiver too, right?
These players are conferring.
Can you reread the question?
During the Chiefs Super Bowl run in 2019/2020, Andy Reid compared grandchildren to which food?
I actually have a specific reason why I think that's correct.
I'll share that one. All right. Yeah.
All right. I'll put one in. All right, let's review these answers.
Let's do that.
This is going great, guys.
Okay. We're staying positive, Mike Clay. Come on, have a cookie and smile. Herm Edwards delivered one of the all-time press conference quotes when he said, "You play to win the game." How many games into that season as the New York Jets head coach were we when the response took place? Dan Stamos?
A full dozen.
Okay, and spoiler alert.
We went 16.
Y'all hit the over. It was seven.
Seven games.
I was like wondering why that would come up, and I was thinking, like, were they resting players
late in
the
season? Playoff push something?
Play to win the game. Yeah. I didn't remember.
That was what we were thinking. It was like the context would be, why would you be talking about playing to win a week into the season or a month into the season? All right.
Speaking of context, the second one, this has been driving me crazy ever since that Liz Loza clue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So which receiver once said, "I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that"?
Stephania Bell?
Team spoiler alert.
We took the clue and went Deebo Samuel.
Dang it. Can we cross it out and say the other one?
Yeah, I know. We won it. We got thrown off by we will formally submit the answer of Deebo Samuel, even though we know it's wrong. I actually think it might be Davante Adams, though, which is a bummer if it's right.
You are both wrong. It was Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer.
Wow.
What you just said.
All right. All that matters
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Wait, but I thought it was just a few years ago.
Yeah, I thought that's when he said it.
That's what Fields said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Blame it on me.
All right.
0 for 2.
0 for 2.
We'll stay in the conference with Marshawn Lynch, who was fined holy cow, this man was fined a lot of money. Marshawn Lynch was fined $125,000 for repeating this answer to every question at a news conference. What was it, Dan Stamos?
That was more than $1,000.
I think the answer is both teams played hard.
Should we go with this?
No, because he got...
I think... I don't know what that is. Go ahead. What do you think?
Team spoiler alert.
What do you think?
All right.
Should we put what we wrote down, or do you want to?
Oh God, I don't know.
Say it.
Pressure's on. Make a decision.
All right, let's go with what we wrote. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That
preceded it.
Yeah. See,
that was the that was what preceded it. That he said that in response to when he had previous answers that got him in trouble.
Right. That's what I at the last minute when this I most heard obvious the question quote of all again. Time. Yeah. I thought I was going to say the answer was next question because I thought he just was saying that and then got fined.
All right. Well, you can file your protest
then
later.
And came back and said,
"Wow."
So I understand. That's why we were having a dilemma.
Both teams played hard, by the way, were Rasheed Wallace, but. All right, my apologies, Dan.
That's all right, man.
I was thrown off the scent there, but
all right,
lame.
Who was the genius who once said nobody in football should be considered a genius? A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
Yeah, who you doing?
I think spoiler alert's up.
Spoiler alert's up.
I wrote John Gruden.
Oh, that's actually a good guess.
Okay.
We wrote Bill Parcells.
Was it Belichick?
No, it was Joe Theismann.
When
you hear the answer, it's a, oh my gosh, of course.
I just thought might have been being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Because every so often he does.
Bill? No way.
So is 0 for 4 in the second round good or bad?
Yeah.
Is this
it's like shooting the moon. Yeah.
I mean, Dan Stamos, you're still ahead of team spoiler.
Oh, no, we're tied.
We're tied.
3-3.
All right, last answer. Last question.
We got a question.
We got
right.
one.
I know, so total aggregate. We're tied 3-3.
Oh, you're right. Okay. During the Chiefs Super Bowl run in 2019-2020, Andy Reid compared grandchildren to which food, Stamos?
Pork dumplings or some other pork-related item.
Oh, so close. Yes,
oh, what? They gave it to him? What is it?
Yes. Well, you tell me your answer, and then I'll tell you.
Well, it must be pork chops, but that's not what we said.
Yeah,
so we
have french fries.
It's sweet and sour pork.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet and sour pork.
Yeah, I don't know
pork
about
dumplings
that.
Is fine.
All right, so we each are protesting.
Going to say, if we're getting more specific than that.
Wow.
If we lose by a half a point.
All right.
There's a funny story behind why I remember that. I remember because I went back and rewatched. I was watching Andy Reid's press conference.
Naturally, as one
does. Well, no, it's Super Bowl week. There's only one coach talking, right?
Back
so I was
then,
watching
okay,
it
yeah.
when it was not live. And I tweeted the story. I tweeted the quote. Like, that's hilarious. How had I not seen this? But this was like 2 hours after his press conference. And then all of a sudden, the aggregation machine took over. And next thing you knew, within like the next hour, all these people are tweeting it verbatim as if they had just watched the press conference live. Meanwhile, I had asked Chiefs PR if I could get a link to the press conference. I didn't watch it. And I was a little salty. As salty as a sweet and sour pork dumpling
right.
about the fact that a bunch of people jumped in
on
the
fray.
Trust me, it's been stuck in my craw.
Is that an elephant
here.
Off your back? You feeling better now?
A monkey off my back? Yeah.
A monkey off his back.
An elephant off my back would probably cripple me.
It's
anyways,
been brewing for years. Yeah. So I'm
what's a craw? When people say it's stuck in my craw,
I believe that refers to the... Okay.
How about
mouth here?
Yeah, down here?
Somewhere where you would normally chew on things.
All right.
Craw.
Like I'm chewing on like my 12th Thin Mint because I'm very upset about knowing answers. Go ahead.
All right.
Field asked the head of PR. We asked the audience for this next round.
Okay. Ooh, yes.
Oh, wow.
The theme. Yeah, no. Keep that in your noggins or your craws. I don't care.
What's the theme again? One more time.
This is ask the audience.
Oh, okay. That is.
So we're tied. We're at 4-3.
Theme is ask the audience. Okay.
All right. Mike has Josh Jacobs ranked as RB6. He will again finish as a top six running back this season. True or false? Which did the audience reply?
Oh, I was like,
I don't know how to answer that.
How did they tell?
Does the audience like or hate
Mike? Does the audience believe that Josh Jacobs will finish as a top six running
top
back this
six
season?
Running back this yes. upcoming season? Okay.
The audience,
stop looking at my paper, Daniel.
True or false?
I tend to think people like this.
I would. I mean, you're right there at that line at six, right? So. Yeah, let's do it.
Stop talking out loud.
All right.
Cheater. Had a lot of touches last year. It's going to be interesting to see if he could sustain it.
Yeah.
If you came to Bristol for one night and had to rely on someone to cook you an upscale meal, whose house are you going to? Fields, Daniels, Stefania's, Mike. Now, which of the four of you would the audience most like to have dinner with and at whose home?
Oh, gosh.
Wait. Most...
So who?
Like, that's not the same as like
as an upscale is
going to
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it
why did you look at me when you said that?
You don't want to go have crappy dinner, right? Like if you're coming to Bristol, you want to have a nice meal. Who do we expect is going to give us the nicest meal?
Hmm.
Not who are we get chicken dino
well,
dino
I know
nuggets
who's got
with.
The best pairing to go with the meal.
That's true.
I do too.
Maybe we should team up and make a meal. I'll cook some. I usually Casey has like a little cooking set. She likes to cook, so I use a little kitchen.
You have like an easy bake oven.
Basically, okay. Yeah, I mean that's
that sounds good.
We went shopping over the weekend and cooked
we'll
up some
stuff.
We'll
make stuff in the easy bake oven, and I'll open a good bottle of wine.
In a 12-team league, where would you prefer to draft? Now, remember, this is the audience answering. Does the audience want to draft in the first four picks, the middle four picks, or the last four picks? Where in a draft is the most popular spot to pick?
If they're
first
telling
four,
the truth.
Middle four, last four. If they're telling the truth. Let's assume that nobody's lying to thwart these results.
I'm with you.
But
okay.
They may lie.
Yeah, who knows? We can't trust the... Are you putting our audience's integrity in question, Stefania?
Never.
Mm-hmm. My gosh. Sorry about that,
only
everyone.
If they don't want to come eat with me.
I can't wait to see how this episode plays amongst listeners. Like, are they going to be like, this was the most boring thing ever? Or are they going to be like, I kind of rode the wave with you and this was interesting?
Yeah,
right,
trivia is
four.
Fun. I mean, yeah.
Which of these running backs that finished outside of the top 15 in 2022 is most likely to finish inside the top 10 in 2023? Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce, Travis Etienne, or Breece Hall?
Man.
Which of these running backs is ascending per the audience? Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce, Travis Etienne, Breece Hall.
That's my gut, but I mean.
That's all you got in this is your gut.
Your gut, yeah.
Yeah. How well do you know the audience?
We'll find out.
How aligned with the people are you? Are you a man of the people, Field?
I consider myself a man of the people, Liz, but we'll find out how much of a man of the people I am in just one more question and answer.
Thank you. Which of these running backs with a new role or on a new team in 2023 will you currently pre-draft draft fantasy-wise first? All right, I'm going to read it one more time. Which of these running backs with a new role or on a new team will you currently draft first?
Okay.
David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Rashad White, or Khalil Herbert? Now, again, the you is the audience, not the you as in your individual person.
Who are they?
David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Rashad White, Khalil Herbert. Which of these running backs is the populace most excited about?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza, better because it has to be.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thinking the fans.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's review.
Let's roll.
Josh Jacobs, will he again finish as a top six running back this season? Dan Stamos, true or false?
We said true, Liz.
Ooh, we said false.
Whoa, that's we gave.
So you guys get to win there?
Wait a second.
Did we get it? Who got it?
Team spoiler alert, answered correctly.
Dang. Oh, man.
64% of the audience polled believes that he will
finish.
Wow. Again. 64% you said?
64%.
Wow. All right.
For Smart. Audience members traveling to the bustling town of Bristol, Connecticut, who would they most like to have an upscale dinner with, or who do they believe could provide an upscale dinner? Field, Daniel, Stefania, Mike, team spoiler alert.
What easy was your answer, guess? Stefania Bell.
Wow. I said.
Apparently, I am a woman of the people.
You are.
I said Field Yates.
Everybody's invited.
I think that's. I don't know. I just like to say, Stefania, I give you all the credit in the world. I just want to give Field a lot of credit as well. I think he does a real good job out on the, you know, making steaks and everything out on the grill.
How would you know?
Worth noting that Daniel's going to be at my house for dinner later on tonight. So this kind of all adds up.
You guys hang out sometimes? Like,
well, I don't get invited to bowling all that often, but I invite Daniel back to my place.
He's the one not inviting you.
I mean, you guys have fans. I don't get invited to go be a fan. I understand.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't see like NFL players inviting the fans. They just show up. You know, and they pay too.
Yeah, but you're gonna provide.
They just show
up. Pretty good.
Yeah. Dinner, candles, flowers, menus,
cheese. She has cheese.
Yeah, Liz has been to my house.
What are the results of this? I kind of want to know what percentage
so,
I got.
So, Stefania garnered 49%. Close.
Yes.
Stefania 49%. Field 32%. So a fairly close second. Daniel 13%, and Mike a whopping 6%.
Nobody wants
your kids voted.
That's right. Doubt me. That's all right.
No one won the popular vote there. I want to say that.
That's a good point. Like, I'm not. That might be a half a point. For Stefania. Yeah.
That's certainly. It's not. I mean, 49% certainly is not the majority. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Well, go ahead. What?
It's the most popular choice, but it's not the majority. You have to educate Princeton over here.
That's all right. We got it right. That's all that counts.
All right. In a 12-team league, where would you prefer to draft? First four picks, middle four picks, last four picks. Stamos.
We said first four.
So did we?
Hey! Nice. Everett elects that first overall pick.
You're both vibing. Both teams vibing with the people. Mm-hmm. Running backs that finished outside the top 15, most likely to finish inside the top 10, Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce, Travis Etienne, Breece Hall. Spoiler alert.
You know, we went Kenneth Walker. I feel like maybe people went Breece Hall, but the ACL was enough to push me off on that one. I went Kenneth Walker.
That was our logic as well. We went with Kenneth Walker the third.
Agreed.
And both teams are correct again. All right, we're on a roll. Which of these running backs with a new role or on a new team would you currently draft first? You being the audience, David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Rashad White, Khalil Herbert, Stamos.
We went with Miles Sanders, feeling as though he has the clear-cut job, and so it's an offensive line that returns all five starters from last year.
I like that. We did two. I don't think that's the right answer, but I felt like the fans would
Who would you make the case for?
I think Montgomery is the better choice.
I agree with you. I'm about to say
the fans would like Miles Sanders in his new role, and clearly the Panthers
Worse offense. He's not involved in the passing game, and he's not good in the passing game. And Chuba Hubbard, I think, will have a role.
I think Miles Sanders is better in the passing game than you just gave him credit for.
Really? Why do you say that?
50 catches as a rookie. Not necessarily. Obviously, drops have been a problem in the past, but I think a running back doesn't need to have an elite ability to catch the football to just get targets.
Yeah, plus he's out here catching strays from you, so he's definitely
just
able
to. Dump offs and stuff like that are totally fine. Like, if you go back and look at some of the catch leaders from
last year,
they are guys who are like the most, like, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler are in a class unto themselves, but some of the guys that piled up catches last year at the running back spot are just kind of average in terms of their skill set. They just play in an offense where nobody else got those dump-off opportunities.
That's fair. I'm just not sure if he is good at it because his efficiency is atrocious as well. And I think that's why he's been phased out of the passing game. It's three straight years where he's just been terrible in terms of pass catching
efficiency. I'm harkening back to that rookie year. Obviously, he and Frank Reich have that connection from back in, 2019, his rookie season out of Penn State.
Mm-hmm. All right. So is 5 for 5 good?
You guys went 5 for 5?
Yeah, we sure did.
Well done. All right, that round. You guys are apparently people of the people. Let's move forward to round 4, Liz.
Where are we at? Can I ask real quickly before we do that? How many points do you guys have?
We have 1, 2,
math
3.
Math is hard.
The score right now, I have the answer, is 8-7. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, leading by 1.
All right.
Dang.
Very close.
Perfectly set up for us to make a comeback.
That's exactly where we want.
I don't know. We're the Max Verstappen of the trivia game.
Let's go, Max.
Yes, Stefania.
That's my guy.
Now she's pandering.
I know.
All right, stop pandering to the host.
Wait, to Liz. Does Liz like Max Verstappen?
No.
She doesn't even watch F1.
Nobody likes Max Verstappen. I'm the only one. I'm his only fan.
No, I don't like him. He just
wins. I mean, I like Max Verstappen in the same way that I like watching Rocky IV. We will move on.
Okay.
Speaking of fours, this is round 4. Over, under, slash, blind, resume. So we're going to begin with 12.5 running backs. 12.5 running backs ran for 1,000 yards in 2022. Over, under. So did more or fewer than 12.5 running backs run for 1,000 yards in 2022?
More or fewer than?
More is over, fewer is under.
It was an interesting year for sure. Scoring was down, but there's a lot of quarterback injuries, and running backs were healthier than usual last year.
It was a 12.5?
12.5.
12.5.
So 12 or fewer, and then we go.
Gosh, that's tough.
That's a tough one, yeah. If it's 13 or more, you'd take the over.
Right. I think
we're good.
Rushed. We'll talk more about this throughout the offseason. I think we'll get rushed, right?
This is for this past season.
Just
All right, let's move forward.
Mm-hmm. Ran for 1,000 yards. Okay, over under 12 miles to get from Farmington, Connecticut to Bristol, Connecticut.
It feels yay.
It depends on where you're going.
Where from in Farmington?
Good question. Very specific by Stefania. It's where... I'm going to go.
Wait, we can't. We're saying this quietly, right?
It's based off town center. Town center.
Okay.
Town center?
Town center based of town Farmington center. To town center of Bristol?
Because that makes a difference.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, it's 45 minutes to get everywhere in that stinking state, so.
You live in Los Angeles.
Fair enough.
It takes us 45 minutes just to hit the 405, just to wait 2 hours for traffic.
I took a 10-minute Uber at LAX recently. It was actually from the terminal to the place where you go pick up your Uber to go on your hour-and-a-half drive to your house 2 miles away from LAX.
I like LA as a city, for the record, though. All right.
Thanks. You should come live here.
Yeah.
I was the only player in the league with over 1,100 yards from scrimmage that failed to catch 10 passes. Who am I? The only player in the league with over 1,100 yards from scrimmage that failed to catch 10 passes. I mean, I'm reading this question. I don't even understand the answer, so congrats. Good luck.
It's a great.
This is a peak Kyle question.
I only guess. I'm gonna keep thinking over the like, next.
Would it? Would
To catch 10 passes.
Okay. So it's not. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. That's a good one.
Cooper Kupp's point total since the beginning of 2021 is higher/over or lower/under than that of Tyreek Hill.
Point total?
Total points?
Cooper Kupp's point total since the beginning of 2021 is over or under that of Tyreek Hill's.
Okay, so this is specifically baking in half of a Cooper Kupp season. So is it still more? Wow.
And it's Tyreek's is over, or Kupp is over.
Tyreek is over, Kupp is under, I think, right?
Right, so if your guess is that Tyreek Hill has more, say, over, if your guess is that, well, I guess, yeah. I'm going.
I thought these were all over-unders, wasn't it? This question is, three, a player's name?
It's a blind resume.
Blind resume.
The other option. Okay.
Oh, right.
I was the only NFC pass catcher that had four games with multiple touchdowns from scrimmage in 2022. This is the only NFC pass catcher. That had four games with multiple touchdowns from scrimmage in 2022.
Okay.
NFC pass catcher. Pass catchers just catch passes. They aren't necessarily wide receivers.
Pass catcher, multiple two touchdown.
That was a hint. Had four games with multiple touchdowns from scrimmage.
I don't mind going this.
Could it be?
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Right. I said we go with this.
I don't know. Just
pencils down.
Just write it. Write whatever you want. I'm good to go with whatever you want. Pencils are down, though.
I'm gonna have to guess.
All right. I've been dying to say that since I was like in third grade.
Pencils down.
Stefania. So stressful. All right. So let's review round four. Over under 12.5 running backs ran for 1,000 yards in 2022. Stamos, answer.
We said under. Dang it.
We also said under. Whoops.
All right. The answer was over. I don't know exactly how many because
probably
Kyle
13. Yeah.
Probably 13. Over under 12 miles to get from the town center, which we established, of Farmington, Connecticut, to the town center of Bristol, Connecticut, i.e. the Doubletree. Over.
We're going with... Spoiler. Oh, sorry. You guys are up first.
Is that really the town
center? We said under. Oh.
Wow. We said under as well.
Under as well.
Man, no wonder it took you so long. That's why.
Because, yeah, I know. So, see, I live in the border of Farmington. That would be over, but I don't know where the town center is.
Well, it is over. It's 12.8 miles to get to the town center.
Get out of here.
Learn something new today.
What a freaking Kyle.
Tricky. Yeah. Tricky.
He's thirsty, Kyle.
Seriously.
The only player in the league with over 1,100 yards from scrimmage that failed to catch 10 passes. What's your answer, Stamos?
It is the heart of the Detroit Lions organization in 2022, Jamal Williams.
Oh, it hurts.
How about Brian Robinson?
Oh, Daniel, right division, wrong team. The answer is Justin Fields.
Get out of town. That's unbelievable right there.
Kyle, you're a bit sneaky.
Really?
That's very sneaky.
Super sneaky.
Yeah.
I told you it was a Pete Kyle question.
That was a tricky one.
Fewer than Kyle. I don't like it one bit. To be honest.
Tricky Kyle.
Yikes.
Cooper Kupp's point total since the beginning of 2021 is over or under that of Tyreek Hill. Spoiler alert.
Oh. Yeah, see, I did get confused. I'm going to say Cooper Kupp's is over Tyreek Hill's.
We said it was under.
I wrote under.
There you go.
Wait, I wrote under. We get
the basically, we're phrasing it as we think over the past 2 years, Tyreek Hill has scored more total points than Cooper Kupp, which we have confirmed is the case.
I thought it was a trick question because Kupp just missed half a season, recency bias. All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
This next one could be anything.
Into the question.
Yeah.
The NFC pass catcher that had four games with multiple touchdowns from scrimmage in 2022 is Stamos.
Christian Watson?
Oh.
Which one should we do?
I don't know. We have three choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you pick this time.
Shoot all three.
Two.
I want to hear all three.
It's. Can you just say the question for us?
Oh, what is this? The spelling bee?
Was this an essay question? You just get like four right. questions.
I'll just answer it.
Those kids get, they're the winners.
Let's vote
they
Wiro.
Ask for it in a sentence.
Let's vote
NFC
Wiro.
Pass catcher that had four games with multiple touchdowns from scrimmage in 2022. Just say all three answers. I doubt any of them are going to be right.
Whoa.
Wow.
AJ Brown.
Christian McCaffrey.
We have both.
Like it was Cole Kmet or something? Like some rando tight end?
It's George Kittle.
What?
George Kittle.
Oh, that.
Liz, your confidence there being like, say whatever you want because you're not going to guess it. Yeah. Deserved confidence right there.
Yikes. So it was one of four correct. Oh, no, we got them all
Chris
wrong.
McCaffrey
we got them all wrong.
Yeah, we're tied.
Yeah, we are now tied. Hey, is 0-5 good, guys? I'm just curious. Is that
I love when
it's one of
when Dobb
good.
Gets chippy.
1-4 is better than 0-5, right?
Dobb gets chippy.
You guys made fun of us last time.
I wouldn't be bragging about that.
Oh, you bragged about it last hand when you were up by one. Yes, you would.
All right,
history repeats itself.
Daniel Dopp, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve that.
Thank you.
Getting chippy is the best.
That's right.
Let's be honest. This. We're all doing terrible.
Stefania's not
That's
me.
A very good point, Mike.
All right. Round five. This is for all the cookies.
We need a tiebreaker.
How well do you know the crew? So this is about your interpersonal relationships more than your trivia brains. Lord. I have a feeling I know who's going to be best at it. All right. The first one.
What?
No, I think you're wonderful.
I'm ready.
Honestly, Liz, Stefania, you're one of my favorites. I mean, it's because I live far away. Yeah. But what is producer David Presley's middle name? They have those across the pond.
I'm sure we've talked about this at bowling, too.
David, text me.
David text Presley's me middle name.
Oh, that's a great question.
It is not Lebowski. That is a clue. It's also not Fernando Alonso either.
Oh.
I have no
yes.
idea.
That absolutely 100% is. 100% accurately. Definitely is his name.
Yes.
It's weird that his middle name is Stefania.
Thank you for using your handkerchief to cover it up because I could see Stefania trying to peek over here.
Hiding over here.
Yeah. I can't see 2 feet in front of me, much less over there.
All right. Another
like
Kyle,
you guys more than us now.
Another Kyle-centric question. What sport did one of Kyle's siblings play at a Division I level? Bonus points if you can name the school. Which sport did one of Kyle's siblings play at a Division I level? Bonus points if you can name the school. Let's think about the world that Kyle's been living in recently.
I'm good. I'm good with that one.
I'm good, yeah.
That's at least close.
It's one of those.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I don't think that. But.
Remember, it's the sport that you're trying to get.
I like going with big guy. Big one here. You think it's smaller?
I think it might be like.
All right. This next question is about me. I think Field, based on the opening of the show, might have an answer. What was the name of my character on the episodes of 24 that I record?
I've never seen the show.
What was the name?
You're disqualified of my from character. Even being on the podcast if you haven't seen it.
It's
show.
Mike's Get favorite show. Why would I want
on
to watch
24.
It?
Because it was like the best show ever. And now Kiefer Sutherland's in another show that's probably going to be the same kind of thing because that's the
it's
only
like called
kind of
36
show he does.
Or something.
36. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just does shows that have no. He's
like
Adele
the
titles.
Hole, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I brought up 24 at our summit. We were supposed to be your do not draft list for your favorite TV characters of all time. Mine was Kim Bauer.
I love it. That's amazing.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great. All right. Uh-oh. We're in trouble.
Anybody who knows the show knows that Kim Bauer is totally the right answer.
Yes, of course.
The character
of course.
You hate.
It'd be called two if she wasn't in it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. That one got me. Good job. All right, last question. What is Jackson's favorite genre of movie?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jackson's favorite movie genre.
Does Air Bud count as a movie genre?
That's not a genre.
Like dogs, dog sport,
dog sporting movies.
Feels like him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or do you put a?
There is.
What genre?
I wonder. If, I wonder.
Like, for genres, is like porn just?
Genre? That's Mike. A full genre.
Mike!
What the heck?
That's okay.
Well, I didn't know if that's a genre, if there's like some other, like adult, like what would it,
I guess.
Okay. We cut this out.
Expect.
What?
Mike,
did I say something weird?
Jackson does not know what to do behind the keyboard either. He's like, where's the delete button, guys?
Wow.
Mike spends more time on the computer than all of us.
I want to get it right. I mean,
no, I know it's about Jackson, guys. It's not about us. So don't feel bad about Mike. It's about Jackson.
Oh, God. Mike projecting.
All right. Question five.
I mean, that's all the questions.
Oh, that's it. We're done. After that, after Mike's last answer, we're not going to do the fifth.
We need to end this right now.
We're going to wrap
last
it up
question.
Real quick.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Okay.
Mike, you don't get to answer that. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Question number one. Presley's middle name, Stamos. What did you come up with?
David John. His name is David John Presley. Dang it.
Wrong.
I love the confidence.
So much confidence. We went with Daniel.
David Daniel. That's the opposite of me.
Exactly.
I'm Daniel David. Wow.
That's my best guess.
It is William.
Oh, like William Wallace, that famous British guy.
All right.
Oh, wait, he was Irish.
William of Windsor, Prince Willie.
Yes, there were. Okay. You ruined the last one.
What sport did one of Kyle's siblings play at a Division I level? Spoiler.
We went basketball at Syracuse.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's close.
Right.
Oh.
It's, we had basketball as well.
We said women's college basketball because it was his sister, for the record.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering. And we said URI.
Oh, so close.
Was it Providence?
University of Richmond.
Richmond.
Oh, let's go Spiders. I thought you went to school in Rhode Island, but we both got.
We're still tied.
We're still tied.
For the record, Kyle.
Rochester. And then I was wrong.
Kyle, very good at basketball. His sister is still much
better
at basketball than Kyle is. I would like to say that, yeah.
The name of my character on 24 was, spoiler?
We went with unnamed nurse.
I can't remember anybody.
Unnamed nurse. That's amazing.
Let's see what Dan Stamos said before we decide.
Liz Loza, we drew a blank.
Yeah.
It was emergency room nurse.
I think that counts.
That's not a name.
I think that counts.
That's right. There, yes. The
unnamed nurse, emergency room nurse.
That could be for a whirl there. I thought we were looking for something specific. That's okay.
Me
okay.
too.
That's pretty damn specific.
This person
she
has
was
a
nurse without a name.
No. I get it. Like that, I would consider that more her title than it was her name.
Fair? Oh yeah,
but I think in the credits,
no,
right?
In the that's credits, what.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
That would be my
credits.
Like,
fair enough. Yeah. Tricky question.
When you were getting ready for that scene, did you have a name in mind for your nurse list that you just
like,
never?
I got this.
You know what I mean?
Come on now, Caitlin. We got this.
It's always Natasha.
Natasha
makes me think of like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes.
We are down by one going into the final question, which means that Daniel and I need to be very close to Jackson.
I'm pretty sure Mike didn't get this one right, though.
That's not what
I
want to
say. I want to say you need to nail this last question, but now I'm guessing second guessing all of my words. So,
this question was a banger, though, Liz. I did like this one.
You guys, family program.
Dan Stamos.
You can't pay for this answer.
Jackson's favorite genre of movie is?
Rom-com?
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! All right,
let's go.
All right, so we did comedy.
That's not a rom-com.
That should be half right.
No,
Mike, no, you disqualified your answer. You're not.
All right,
let's go.
That's not fair.
Wait,
I'm not responsible
hold on now.
For
Jackson,
the
insanely
idiotic things I have ever heard.
Jackson, have you reconsidered your answer after my suggestion?
No.
All right.
He stands by his rom-com.
So what time?
That's what he said.
Does Kyle have like a queued up, like
we need a
final answer or like final question?
Kyle does.
That's the end of regulation. This is Final Jeopardy coming up. We have a bonus question.
Okay, here we go.
I'm excited.
You have to wager before the question is read, though. So go ahead and wager.
How many points do we each have?
10.
We each have 10. And we get one question?
Oh, wait, so we're wagering points?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if we get it wrong but wager less points, then we can still win.
If we both get it wrong.
If we both get it wrong.
Yeah. What's the category here? Is it just a general football trivia question or is this...
It's a general trivia football question.
Okay.
Okay. Can you use the category in a sentence?
How heavy do you want to go? I'll leave it in you. I don't.
It's a fantasy specific question, not just football, but fantasy football.
I have no idea what you're thinking. My number is like so arbitrary that.
My fear is that Stefania is just used to writing so many big numbers down because like her checks are always so big that she's just going to write 10.
Yeah, fair.
And just do all of it.
So what number do I do?
Oh, she said divide it. Oh, now. Okay, now say, here, yeah, right? This is, that's a smoke screen right there is what that is.
All right.
Let's do.
Okay, deal. Okay? Done.
All right, we got it.
Okay. Last question. Here.
All right, we both have our wagers.
All right, we do.
Have their wagers locked in. Okay, here's the question.
You got this.
Over the past 9 seasons, just one quarterback has dropped 40-plus fantasy points in his team's season opener. Who was that player? I'll read it again. Over the past 9 seasons, just one quarterback has dropped 40-plus fantasy points in his team's season opener. Who was that player?
You got a big, beautiful, super wrinkly brain, Field Yates.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. Pretty confident. I don't know.
I like the idea of just, it comes in and let's go with it. Let's roll with it.
Trust your gut. It it's like Blink.
Yeah. I'd rather have this kind of confidence than
so. Who goes first in this case?
Oh, they don't even have an answer yet, I don't think.
I'm going to ask you to go first, Stamos.
All right.
You guys are good?
First?
Yeah, we have an answer.
Answer.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Team Stamos is wagering 4 points on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No whoa! Way. Well, we just lost.
Oh, you guys gotta watch the. Oh, there is so much dabbing. A dop and a dab.
It's really awkward.
Tell me more.
All right, thank goodness this wasn't on video.
Told you. Guys.
I want to know more about that, but we did Jared Goff wagering 0 points, so we lost.
Oh,
0 points.
Pretty good strategy. That was good.
You guys, because you increased your odds, right? Because if we got it wrong, we automatically.
Oh. So tell me more about that. How did you remember that?
The idea.
Because Kyle's used this before.
Was that the time where you
were? Oh, come on.
I mean, on the show, we've definitely talked about this, right? Also, there was the tweet that went around on the NFL, or someone posted the best, might have been Barstow, posted the best backup quarterbacks of all time recently. So Fitzpatrick has been in the Twitter
in the cycle.
Discourse recently because he wore the electric outfit.
I was going
to
say, was that when he wore the leather jacket?
Yeah, he wore Deshaun Jackson's
outfit. But
that was
the opener?
Yeah. Remember, he did like the first 2 weeks because Jameis was suspended?
Yeah. At the Saints in a 48-40
win. I mean, I remember
win.
The leather jacket, and I remember he scored a ton of points, but I did not remember it was season
40
opener.
40 points.
42.3 fantasy points.
Yikes.
I can't believe, you know, it's really unfair when a team dominates the entire time and then loses at the end.
What?
No. Weird.
That is so weird.
It's almost like I'm trying to just, like, I'm just trying to, I just can't.
So anyway, what were the stakes here? There were no stakes.
Don't you guys owe us, like, lunch or something at the cafeteria?
Yeah, we got to go over to Stefania's house, and she's going to make us dinner.
Okay, and then you can decide. Preston
put it in the somewhere.
I will do dishes.
David William Presley put it in the note somewhere. I could have sworn it was John Presley, but David William John Presley.
Okay,
I think the winning team gets to decide what outfits the losing team will wear, and the losing team then has to eat lunch at the cafeteria while wearing the selected garments.
Okay.
I don't like that. I'm into that.
All right. Well, we can decide whether or not this is going to actually take place soon, whether we'll wait till the season. We'll figure all that out. But one thing we can agree upon is that our host was absolutely outstanding.
Fantastic. Great job, Liz.
Kyle Sopkin. Emergency room nurse Loza and Kyle Sopkin.
Yes,
excellent
thank you,
job.
Kyle. Yeah. Appreciate you,
questions as always. Liz, you want to close us out because that's your job today as being the host of this show.
Thank you so much. Yes, I will close us out. I'm Liz Loza for Field Yates, Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, and Stefania Bell. Thank you for joining the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast. We will be back with another episode shortly. Fantasy, you're in the 06010.